Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I'm Jeff.
How are you doing, man?
Table for two.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy romantic. We're just going to stare at each other lovingly. It's going to get very uncomfortable for everyone else, but I don't care.
I don't give a shit what anyone thinks.
That's the way real love should be.
Yeah, it knows no boundaries.
Damn right. How's things on the Ritter side of the world, my friend?
Exhausting. I am so far beyond tired that I don't remember what tired felt like.
Yeah.
I'm at the point of tears tired.
Well, just remember, if you need to start crying, I'm always here to be the big spoon for you.
You're my ladle.
That's true. Yeah, I like it.
What's up? What about you?
Nothing. I too am tired. I've coming up to the end of my monthly work marathon. And then when that hits after Tuesday, I'm going to be starting on prepping for a wedding marathon for Friday. I'm doing a ceremony.
Oh,
like actually write a ceremony.
Okay. Is this for somebody you know, or is this
not very well?
Really?
Yeah. It's the first people that I did the wedding for, her brother is getting married and asked me to do it. And I was like, yeah, sure. That sounds good. I have a year to figure this out. Now it's 4 days. Haven't figured it out at
really,
all.
Really getting down to the wire there. Have you spoken to them? Do you know? Have you asked them any questions so that you know kind of what direction they want?
I sent them like a little questionnaire. I've only gotten one of two responses, so that's helpful.
It's going to be a very lopsided ceremony.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, whatever. It is what it is. I got a couple of solid jokes for the thing. And we'll see how it goes. And I just bought myself a new suit, so at least I'll look good.
Well, I had no doubt about that one.
I'll be a fancy, fancy boy. Speaking of exhaustion, you know what's been fun?
What?
So you know how the Apple Watch, the Series 3, will tell you if, like, your heart rate – I don't know if it happens on the Series 2 as well, but how it'll tell you, like, you set an alert for when your heart rate goes – high during inactive periods?
Yes, I knew that it did that. I don't have the Series 3 yet.
Yeah.
I got to do that. My wife has the Series 3.
Yeah, I like it. This is, like, I finally get why people like Apple Watches again. Like, it makes sense to me now.
Oh, man, I love mine.
I had the Series 0, which was about as good as it was. Zero.
Yeah, well, you can't even do anything with it.
Exactly.
You can't get it wet. So, it's annoying.
Yeah, I traded that guy in for Series 3. But, I do a lot of sitting during the day for work, and I have been getting notifications constantly that my heart rate is elevated for doing nothing.
Whoa.
I'm like, this is good. This is a good, safe bit of business.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Are you getting angry?
No. Not really.
You should maybe like head on down to Walgreens and get yourself a blood pressure monitor and.
Oh, I got one.
Okay.
It did real well. I didn't break it this time. That's good.
Good for you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I was very proud.
So you're just getting an elevated heart rate for nothing, huh?
I mean, like, you know, I'm on a whole bunch of, just for allergies and whatnot, I'm on a whole bunch of antihistamines and whatnot. So that could be elevating things, but not to like, oh, this is where you should be when you're on a treadmill level. So that's basically, I'm telling you this in case if like my heart explodes over the next 6 days, mm-hmm. you have a good, you could go and like be like, ah, this is what it was. Hey, he had a warning. He just didn't do anything about it.
Can you do me a favor? Can you set up like a doomsday device for like the passwords to the Nearly Coherent stuff? This way, if anything happens, I can do like a tribute broadcast for you.
Oh, absolutely. All the passwords are bootylicious69.
Oh, so all right. So just like my email. Good.
Yeah, perfect. Exactly.
Barely anything to remember.
That's what I did it for your convenience. I like how we both just shifted at the same time. By the way, that was cute.
It's like when you see somebody yawn and then you yawn as well.
Yeah, but we did it like in sync.
We did.
We were very much the members of NSYNC that aren't Justin Timberlake, whose names I can't remember right now.
Lance Bass is one of them.
I do. Yeah. Is it like their JC or is he Backstreet Boys?
No, he's NSYNC.
All right, good.
And Joey Fat One.
That's true, yeah.
And then there's the one other guy that everyone's like, why is he there? Like, what is he there for?
Shep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shep the Backstreet Boy.
Yeah, be like, he's ugly and not talented. Why is he there?
But I don't somebody's got to pay the
bill. I don't remember his name, but he was there. So
I think his name was indeed ugly and not talented.
Yes, that's right. It was Justin, Joey, Lance, JC, and ugly and not talented.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, so I wanted to tell you something. I actually was hoping that Val would be here today because this little bit of hate mail was directed at her more or less.
Oh, good. That'll make her feel good.
I'll explain. A friend of mine who's pretty religious listener since like way back to series one.
Like, you mean they listen to the show on a regular basis or they, you know, are very religious and listen to this podcast? I just don't know that those two things can really.
You know what? I won't say it's not a touch of both.
Ooh, so fancy.
They listen and was very angry at us, at you and I, for postponing our Avengers talk a whole week to allow her to go see it. And he's like, I don't get it. The movie was already out for 2 fucking weeks. She's on a podcast that you guys talk about all the Marvel movies. If she doesn't do the proper homework, you should have spoiled it for her. It deserved to be spoiled. And you gave her a week and she still didn't go and see it. He's like, that's just disrespectful. But he was not happy. He was not happy.
Well, I apologize on behalf of Val.
I tried to tell him.
Who didn't even take me up on the free ticket offer.
Yeah.
Listen. So I'm glad you didn't take this certificate and then not go see the movie anyway.
Oh, my God. Or go see something else.
Yeah. I found the one theater that's still playing Marmaduke 2.
Have you? Oh, God. That's an awful movie. Hey, have you seen Deadpool?
I haven't.
I haven't either. I'm going tomorrow.
I was busy going and seeing Book Club, the movie with Candace Bergen. I didn't see that movie at all.
Who?
I just know that it came out.
With Murphy Brown?
With Murphy Brown. The movie about old people reading 50 Shades of Grey, 60 Shades of Grey. I don't know how many Shades of Grey there are anymore.
Really? That was like the third highest grossing movie this past weekend.
Yeah.
Deadpool knocked off Infinity War.
Yes.
Which it should have. Infinity War has been out for a month. But Book Club came in with an opening weekend of like $12.5 million.
13 and a half, but you were close.
Oh, it was 13 and a half? Yeah. Isn't it amazing? What did Infinity War make in the first one? Like 200 million? And yeah. Book Club did
that. I think it made that in the first hour.
Yeah, Book Club would have pulling up the rear with a respectable 13 and a half.
You know what finally came off the top 10 this week, though?
What did? Black Panther?
Yeah. Yeah, came off this week. After it's been out on digital for a whole week.
I
was just going to say,
I just walked past it on DVD at Target the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just came out.
What? Are you a horse racing fan?
No.
Okay. This was a big. I guess I shouldn't have said that. There's no really such thing as horse racing fans. I should have said, are you a gambling addict? Pretty much.
No, I don't. I don't spend my days at the OTB Pretty hanging out with Jasper.
So
as he's doing his chewing tobacco, watching the horses.
Well, I mean, I know you're a bit of a news junkie, so you probably did see somewhere along some RSS feed or, you know, news notification that this week was the running of the Preakness, which is the second race in the Triple Crown. And so.
And the one with my favorite name.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know why, but Preakness just makes me be like, whew, it feels fancy.
It does feel fancy.
It makes me want to go wear a big flowery hat.
That's what
like,
they do.
Like a debutante.
That's what they do. I like the Kentucky Derby because it sounds. I don't know. I like the word derby.
Derby is a good word.
Kentucky is a funny good word. A great funny hat. Name. Yeah. See, there you go. Like the Kentucky Derby, it sounds like a. Good restaurant, you know, a good dive bar to go to.
It sounds like a place where you go to get, like, just weird fried food.
Actually, you know what it really sounds like? It sounds like one of those, like, weird sexual things, like a Dirty Sanchez. Like, you know. Yeah, I got that girl from the bar to come home with me. I gave her the old Kentucky Derby. Maybe that's why I think the name is so funny.
That's probably it, yeah.
But the
it does sound like
a But we now have
filthy.
We now have a horse that has won Justify has won the Derby and now the Preakness. So we have the chance in about 3 weeks from now to see another Triple Crown winner for any of you gambling addicts out there. And
hey, get on it, people.
While we're on the subject of gambling. You see what the Supreme Court overruled the laws for sports betting?
Yup.
That is
sure did.
That is going to cost a lot of people a lot of money.
Yeah, there's going to be people with no houses
very soon. What's the divorce rate in this country now? About they say it's like 50. Yeah, they say it's like 50, right?
2%.
I think that this pushes it over 60.
Easy.
This pushes it over 60. Easy. There'll be a lot of divorces.
That's very likely.
You can bet on coin tosses for every football game from your phone. People are going to be screwed big time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, whenever you need to, you know, come crash on the couch because, you know, you've been kicked out of your house, let me know.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. And I hope the same will happen for me. Just kidding. Nobody's going to make me leave because nobody cares.
You just do a good job of hiding it.
That's true.
Hiding his vices is your number one talent.
No, that's not true. My number one talent is fart jokes. That's my number two talent.
Okay. Unless you're just doing such a good job now that you're even hiding the fact that you're good at hiding it. See?
You saw through my game, sir. Well played.
So what else is up, man? What are you doing? Besides work, what's up?
Besides this wedding that I got to get ready for? Not much. I did acquire a new pop figure.
Oh, what'd you get?
That I'm pretty excited about. I'm going to show you right now. Is that a Weird Al Yankovic pop figure?
That is a Weird Al Yankovic pop figure. Wow, that is a it's so good. Where does that rank in your favorites?
Oh, it's pretty high up there. It's below Iron Giant.
Is it
certainly
top five?
It's definitely top five. Okay. It's sitting next to my Weird Al box set that's an accordion, my Weird Al playing cards, and then stands next to Iron Giant on the spot next to my desk.
Let me see Iron Giant real quick.
Sure. It's one of the three that I still have in a box.
And yes, everybody, I know how interesting it is to listen to this.
Whatever. Take a deal.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You are an Iron Giant, like, maniac, huh?
I love the Iron Giant.
A lot of folks say greatest animated film ever made.
It's pretty high up there, as far as I'm concerned. Did I ever mention what the first time I saw the Iron Giant, how that went?
I don't think so.
All right. I was 24 years old when I first saw the Iron Giant. I didn't see it in the theaters. I saw it, like, on Netflix or something. I was homesick that day. I had bronchitis. I was drugged up all over the place.
Now, was this after The Price is Right, of course?
Yeah, of course. Come on. Just a guy's got to have his priorities. So I'm sitting there with my dog at the time, Tornado, and I'm watching the movie. And, like, you know, they had me on steroids and whatnot. And that makes me go into, like, weird mood swings and whatnot. And, you know, I'm love this movie. And I'm, like, on the verge of tears at points of just how well done this movie. And, like, the story, I'm, like, engrossed in it. And then at the end, spoilers for a almost 20-year-old movie.
People, I've never seen it, by the way.
Oh, my God, I've really?
Never seen it.
Oh, shit, I don't even want to finish the story now. I want to go drive the deep Blu-ray to your house and just watch
it. Is that deep?
It's good. It's good. I will put it to you this way. At the very end, the Iron Giant can say one word, and the word is Superman. And what he does at the end, while he's doing it, he says Superman at the very end of it. After I've been sitting there being like, don't you dare say it. I can't hold this back if you say it. I can't. And then just Vin Diesel knocks that out of the park. And I started bawling like a 4-year-old. It was ridiculous. And my dog looked at me like I was a giant idiot. So
Vin Diesel?
She was not wrong.
Yeah, well, they're very intuitive animals.
Yeah, yeah.
Vin Diesel plays the Iron Giant, voices the Iron Giant.
Yeah.
So that's another role where he says one thing. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's real good at those. You know, Groot, Iron Giant, most of the Fast and the Furious movies. I think he just says family over and over again.
That's accurate and a good impression, too. He's also, does he say anything in the Chronicles of Ridiculous or Pitch Black? Or?
Yeah, I think he just goes fart noise. Oh, okay. That's it.
Those are not good movies, I guess. I didn't see those either.
The first one I've never seen. The second one was horrendous. And
Chronicles of Riddick, right, is the second one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's the Chronicles of not a good movie. Okay. I wish I could pitch black out of that movie.
So, I won't even bother. I'm not even going to bother watching it. I'll just watch Iron Giant.
No, don't. Over and over and over again.
I'll check it out. Is it streaming anywhere?
Yeah, I think it's on Netflix. I'll
check it out.
Yeah, you definitely should.
Check it out. The kids will like it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a real good movie.
So,
love that movie.
I got a funny story to tell you. Actually, I shouldn't preface that. I have a story to tell you. I have no idea if it's funny or not. So,
strap in, folks.
No, a couple of weeks ago, so as you know, I coach my son's lacrosse team, and a couple of weeks ago, we're playing a home game and versus the opposing team, obviously.
And that's usually how it goes. I'm not much of a sports ball person, but as far as I know, it is usually.
But I won't say it because they're a bunch of bags of shit, and.
And you're not that.
Yeah, and I don't want to give it away. I don't want to insult any listeners from here. Because even if they're bags of shit, I still want them to listen. So we're playing against this team, and the parents on the sideline are just the absolute, like, trashiest sacks of trash there can be. So at one point, this is one kid on the other team, and he's running after it, and he keeps hitting he keeps checking the kids in the neck and the head, which you're not supposed to do. So I finally point out to the ref, I'm like, this kid's going for everybody's heads. At what point are you going to call it, or are you going to pull this kid out of the game before he hurts somebody? So as I'm doing that, and of course I'm not saying it calmly, I'm screaming it at the top of my lungs because that's what I do. Mm. And I hear this dad on the other side of the field scream something about like the fact that I can't see the play that's going on. And he said, like, you should wipe the pastrami off your face so you can see what he's doing, something like that. And I'm like, first of all, like, that shit is not even funny. Like, it didn't even make sense. Then I look at the guy, and he's this big, tall, fat schlub. And I'm like, dude, the joke goes exactly the same for you. Like, what are you talking about? So he yelled. I yelled back. And then one of my assistant coaches tells him to come across the field and wipe the pastrami off of his face for him. Like, it was crazy. He had a fucking kid's lacrosse game. But so we cut to this past week, this past weekend. And I get a call from the guy that coaches the team a year younger than my son's. And he's like, hey, you know the pastrami dad? I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, we were just playing them. And Kurt from my team ended up demolishing his son. And I'm like, oh, really? So this guy coaches the younger team and has a son on it. And this one kid on my friend's team hit him and hit the kid so hard they had to pull him out of the game. And the coach was basically doing the same kind of yelling. I'm like, oh, that's great. I'm like, that is what you get. That is, you open your mouth like that and karma comes around and knocks your kid's block off.
Well, here's my question, ignoring the, child violence.
You can't. That's the best part.
What? Why the
I don't know.
That's where I, like, does he think that's the funniest of the lunch meats?
I guess so.
Because, I mean, like, yeah, sure, you have your tried and true bologna, but olive loaf is clearly the funniest lunch meat.
I don't get it. Wipe the pastrami off my face. Like, be more specific,
Yeah. Yeah, like, if you're going to do that, be like, hey, why don't you stop eating so much that your chubby cheeks are blocking your eyes? That's a thing. It's a little harder. It's harder to yell, but it's better than get the pastrami
right,
off
like
of
if
your
I was
face.
Sweating gravy into my eyes and couldn't see. Like, something. Do something a little bit more than that. And the best was, he really was this, like, big fat slob in, like, a bacon neck quitter neck t-shirt. And I'm like, are you really that guy right now that you're screaming at the other coach when you are easily fatter than he is? Like, it's just a terrible look for you, buddy.
Yeah. That's insane. This is going to haunt me now. This whole pastrami off your face. So you can
and I'm
see.
Usually, that. I'm usually like, loud at games. But I'm not – like, I'm yelling to my players because you try to tell them and they don't listen, so you have to yell loud so they hear it. But I'm not always, like, yelling at the ref or yelling at the other coaches. This was the ref at this game was just terrible, and a kid was going to get hurt. A kid was going to get hurt. Mm-hmm. So I decided to start screaming like a maniac and got told to wipe the pastrami off my face. And then – his son got his memory erased this past weekend. So, what goes around comes around, I guess.
I'm so confused. This is going to haunt me for days. I'm going to just think of pastrami. I'm going to drive past like the pastrami king. And it's going to be like,
I'm going to, if we play them again next year, I'll let you know when. Mm. You come down, you'll be able to pick the guy out. You'll be able to see him. He's a loud – he's 6'3", 6'4". He's just this big, sloppy, loudmouth that'll be there. And you can go over and be like, hey, listen.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember, but a year ago you made a terrible joke, and I have to know what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Could you please explain to me the – logic train that you boarded to get to this joke? Please, please, for the children, man. Explain it to me.
So, I know you're not a facing book guy. Do you ever go on it?
The worst. Yeah, to clear out, I go on every day to go to on this day in Facebook so I could go delete things that I said in 2008. Because if I met 2008 me, I would hate
them. I gotcha. I have no regrets. I leave it all out there. But.
Yeah, well, you did a lot wiser things in 2008 than I did. That
is absolutely true.
So. I'm sorry. Not that I did, that Pat did, because that's the name of the person that I presume took over for me in my 20s. From basically 17 to 27, that entire decade, that was Pat.
Tom Edwards.
I came back at. No. Patty Thomas. That way, it's still. It's my twin. See, that way, it's still me, but it's not
Pat,
me.
Like, it's Pat. Or is it absolutely Patrick?
Yes. I mean, like, it's definitely Patrick because I didn't look like an androgynous being.
Just gotta ask.
But, you know, I could do a, it's Pat. I don't care.
Yeah,
you know me.
Your game.
I don't care.
You're up for anything.
That's true.
Do you ever notice, like, on your news feed, what do you got?
Take, for instance, this joke from May 21st, 2009, which apparently I also posted on Twitter, so I'm going to need to find that at some point. Lactose intolerant water buffalo shouldn't eat cottage cheese.
Why did you really write that? What does that even
mean? I kid you not, my friend.
Lactose intolerant water buffalo shouldn't eat cottage cheese.
I was very definitely drunk at some
point. That is...
At this point.
That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
And I posted it at 9:08 a.m. What was I doing? I was probably just coming home from, Pat was probably just coming home from being.
Yeah, that's not your finest work, buddy.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I will keep, though. My wishing Mr. T a happy birthday.
Oh, today's his birthday?
That I will keep.
Is he still alive?
You betcha. He is. Wow, he tweeted about his
birthday
today.
Mr. T. What's his real name?
Mr. T.
Oh.
I don't know.
I wish I knew.
Another bit of gold that I actually will keep because it's true. If having pie for breakfast is wrong, then I'm grossly incorrect 99% of the time.
That's just wisdom that you can learn from. That's sage advice.
Yeah. That's wise. I'm sorry. You were talking about the news feed.
Is everybody on your thing selling like Avon or shakes? Like, it's fucking crazy. Yes. Like, who's buying it if every one of you is selling it? You know,
that's the problem.
Selling something.
What you're doing is. These multi-level marketing schemes. First of all, we're just screwing up that we didn't come up with something to do this.
I know.
With, I mean, I feel like between that or cryptocurrency, you and I could have just made a bazillion dollars and just ran off into the night.
Can you imagine having that kind of money?
Yes, I can.
I spend most of my day thinking about that. Actually, you're right. By the way, Mr. T's first name is Lawrence.
I, you know what?
Lawrence Teraud, I believe. Teraud.
That's how I go about it. It's good to know that Mr. T's last name actually does begin with a T.
That it is a Mr. T. He is a Mr. T. Good for him.
Yeah. You've seen his music video about mothers, right?
Yes.
All right, good. Just checking. If anybody here is listening to this and hasn't seen it, stop listening right now and go to YouTube and look for it.
You gotta go on the journey yourself. Call back to last week. You talked about Patton Oswalt's essay. Because everybody's always, the NSA is always listening, I ended up finding that article popped up on my newsfeed. And yeah, that he put a lot of work into that, but that's pretty damn good. That's a pretty damn good origin. I hope they never go back and explore it, obviously, because they won't, because without Heath Ledger, they won't do it. But
yeah,
well, the
wait, are you trying to say Jared Leto doesn't have the range and depth to explore a nuanced take on a character?
I think he's a different Joker. He's not even the same guy.
I wasn't even talking about his Joker. I'm just talking about Jared Leto sucking.
I do think he sucks, by the way. And he's like 50 as a lead singer of an emo band. I think they got to give it up. Got to give it up, buddy. Well, so anyway, I'm glad that they don't go back and explore the origin, but that's a fantastic take, in my opinion. Oh, what do you?
I agree.
What do you think about?
I really dug it.
Jake Gyllenhaal as he was what cast as Jake Mysterio.
I did not hear about that yet.
I got onioned or something. Please tell me that that's a. Please tell me that that is that I'm somebody's pulling my leg here.
He's in talks apparently to join as Mysterio. There are worse things to cast him as. For instance, you know what they should do with him based on his head structure? They should have him as J. Jonah Jameson's son and then have him turn into Man-Wolf, because he looks like he's basically just fitted for the prosthetics for a Teen Wolf remake anyway.
Man-Wolf.
Stupid forehead of his.
I feel like that's not a creative name.
Listen, I will tell you right now, it is not.
Yeah, told you.
A creative name whatsoever.
So, what else you got for me?
I think let's talk about a little bit more about this, because So, they're obviously trying to go for Spider-Man villains, and I don't know what your Spider-Man villain knowledge is. They haven't used before, but I feel like Mysterio might be it could be an awesome choice because they finally have like
that,
CGI
that weird dome,
you know, that could do this
head thing.
Yeah, well, just support the weird dome thing, but also that you could, you know, build VR into things and be like, oh, that's how he is making all these things appear. But I also kind of feel like Mysterio's one of the weaker, not like, you know, power-wise villains, but potentially for like trying to hold up a 90-minute movie.
Do you think that they would be bringing him in as the main bad guy, or do you think they'd be bringing him in as part of the Sinister Six?
I don't think Sony still wants to do a Sinister Six movie, so I don't think they're going to bring him in as part of
not
the
even
Sinister
as like
Six.
A prelude, a transition, start to introduce the idea. Like maybe he won't be the main bad guy in the movie. Maybe he comes at the end.
Well, that would be fine. I don't know. I feel like if you wanted to go with somebody that would have been fun, you could have gone with Chameleon or Scorpion. Either one of those would be more fun for me.
I think,
you know, get a nice paranoia thing going on.
I mean,
I
liked Kraven
Chameleon
too. They could have done, you know.
I do like Kraven.
They could have done him as well. He's got a couple of, I think, very good Spider-Man storylines that they could follow if they're looking for. You know, they do that amalgam of source material. I think they could have done that with him.
Yeah. They could have. It's the biggest problem with Kraven is that the best storyline with him is the one where he blows his brains out. So that doesn't really help the
character. That is true. Maybe they could have taken some other stuff from that storyline and just not that part.
Yeah, don't have him eat a shotgun. Yeah, I could see that be it.
Or which is the one? Which is the one where he kills? Doesn't he kill Spider-Man?
He knocks out Spider-Man and buries him alive, and that and that's in Kraven's Last Hunt.
Oh, that's right. That's
same story where he eats bullets, like he should be eating his wings.
Okay. I forgot that that was the same. That was in the same book. But I mean, you could put that. You could get to a bunch of that stuff, and I mean, hell, you could go with that ending for him.
Yeah, but I guess, but I also don't like closing the book on characters like that.
But that didn't close the book on him, though.
Yeah. No, he came back eventually, but it's a little harder to pull that off in. Yeah, it's a little easier to be like, oh, he shot himself, but he's in a comic book. If it's on a screen, it's like, oh, he shot himself. There's probably a need to have some consequences to that.
More like soap operas where somehow everybody is able to come back. What do you think of?
Yeah.
What do you think of the Venom movie?
Yeah. I hope it is an absolute mess that makes no money. I think it actually looked for a Venom movie, which is not going to be a movie that I give a single shit about because I think Venom is a lazy character.
Venom is a lot. Venom reminds me a lot of Deadpool. I'll explain in a minute. Finish your thought.
I'm going to agree with you. As a basis of a character, yes, Deadpool and Venom do share a lot of qualities that I find annoying. But I'm kind of hoping that it bombs and then Sony just goes, all right, you know what, Marvel, take all of the Spider-Man characters and make us billions of dollars with them, please. Because I don't want to deal with a Silver Sable Black Cat movie. Yeah,
that sounds
horrible, idiotic.
By the way.
Give me a Silver Sable movie. Give me that any day of the week. But throwing Black Cat in there, there's no reason for it whatsoever.
So, I don't know if I'd enjoy a Silver Sable movie either, though.
You do it like it. Well, for me, it'd be like do it like a Mission Impossible.
That's true. Because you're right. Because the thing with a lot of those Marvel movies, and you said this about. I think it was Winter Soldier. You said it's first and foremost a great, like, political thriller, and then you add the superheroes on top of it, and it becomes a great superhero movie. If they went mm-hmm. that route, and they did almost a good, you know, Mission Impossible 007, the spy genre type of film, whatever you want to call that, special agent. Mm-hmm. And they did that and made a good movie like that first, and then threw in the fact that it's superheroes after. Yeah, then you're right. That could be a good movie. You're right. That makes sense. I mean, we've seen it before.
Yeah. Well, that all goes to my, as you said, my theory of comic book movies are dead. It's superheroes being put into other genres, and because the characters hold up so well, they can take it and it still works. As long as you're true to the core of the character, you can put them in anything you want. Look at Riverdale, for the love of God. It's Archie, America's teenager in Twin Peaks. It's bananas, but it still works. And it's also the best show on TV. And if you're not watching it right now, you're messing up your life.
Oh my God. I was so against even giving it a chance.
It's so good. Dude, give it a solid chance. It's so good. I mean, I love like Twin Peaksian like weird mystery shows.
I'm not a huge fan of Twin Peaks.
That's all right. We can still be friends.
I couldn't watch the whole thing.
Twin Peaks is a special kind of weird. This is more just like a general. It still has a weirdness to it, but it's not like as weird as Twin Peaks gets.
Okay,
that's more what Legion gets into. That's the X-Men on FX. But that, at least it works.
Speaking of X-Men stuff, did you happen to see the trailer for the new, what is it, New Mutants?
New Mutants, yeah.
Looks like a...
If they've released a new one, I haven't seen it, but I saw the first trailer. And
I don't know if they released a new one. I've only seen one trailer for it. And one of my friends pointed out it looks like they are making like an Insidious with X-Men characters in it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be three different, like when they get done with the three movies that they've planned out, it's three different horror genres that they're going through.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So, yeah. So you were saying that Venom and Carnage obviously shared a lot together. Venom and Deadpool.
By the way, I would love to see Carnage in a movie also.
I would rather get hit in the face with a sledgehammer.
Why is that?
For the same, I think Venom is a watered down villain because he only works in a world where Spider-Man already had the suit, so it's already kind of like a weak ripoff of this is the dark reflection of what Spider-Man could be, but it doesn't really work because Spider-Man's not supposed to be like Batman, where it's like, oh, you can see different aspects of him in the villains. Anyway, if Venom's already weak, you take Carnage, who's just another knockoff of Venom, and it's just like, why give me this?
You know,
choose one or the other.
I would still like to see Carnage on the screen. It's, you know, I believe me, I would not want to see him as the main bad guy, but for a good,
well,
you know,
you might see him in Venom. Apparently the rumor is that a whole bunch of symbiotes or symbiote or whatever the hell they call them now, whatever the enunciation is, are supposed to be like the big climactic battle at the end of that.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
You think you'll see him Easter egg style, or you think you'll see him like front and center?
I think it'll be more Easter egg style or something like slinking off or whatever.
I mean, he is the second most famous symbiote after Venom. Most well known. Yeah. So, all right. So Venom, this is what I was going to say. I don't dislike Venom for a couple of reasons. The look, I shouldn't say that. I like the look of Venom. You know, he's been drawn very well in a lot of different, you know, versions. What they necessarily do with him, you know, I get it. I even like the idea of it being kind of like this alien. Have it being this alien entity that's invading a host. I think even that is a fairly cool idea. There's not to my knowledge, there's not a ton of other characters that are like that.
Amazing Man.
I see. I don't.
That's not true. That's a deep cut exclusively for my father that I just made a joke about. Amazing Man. Oh, there you go. So you're welcome, Dad.
So aside from Amazing Man, there you go.
No. Amazing Man. No egg.
Oh, just Amazing Man? Well, that is, yeah. I've never heard of him.
Oh, there's a very good reason. It's a very, very weird comedy comic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, your dad's big into that.
My dad's just big into comics.
Right. No, that's what I meant. But your dad is like real big into comics.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, I don't dislike Venom. Just like I don't dislike Deadpool, but they remind me very much of – the characters don't remind me of – but the way they're viewed by fans is – to me is very similar. Like I can see people that don't – that aren't big fans of comics that, you know, they read some but this and that and – they're the same – the Deadpool and Venom are their two favorites. Like the same people that tell you that Boondock Saints is their favorite movie are big Venom and Deadpool fans. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's what I meant. That's the best way I can describe that the two of them are very similar. To me, that's what I meant by that. That like the same type of people like both of them.
I think you're right. I also think – yes, that's very true. It's also people that are like – I had a I don't remember who it was. I think it was one of my old friends who was like talking about how the reason they like Deadpool as much as they do is that because he's not all holier than thou like Superman and Batman. And I was like, you realize there's 1,000 other characters that aren't just plucking different things from everywhere to turn into Deadpool that you could be reading about. I was like, no, I like swords and guns. I like the 90s.
I love the 90s.
But that's my problem with that. But 90s comics, not so much. DC stuff I love, but that's neither here nor there. My problem with Deadpool isn't, and I've been thinking about this a lot as, because I was actually excited for Deadpool 2. But as we all know, I don't like Deadpool. So why do I actually care about the movie? And I think it's because Deadpool, for me, does not work at all as a comic book character, but works extremely well in live action. Because you take, when you have him in a comic, and maybe just the way that I read, the jokes fall flat for me. If you give him a three-dimensional, like an actual, where somebody else is giving me the timing and it's not, you know, just me reading it in my head.
Yeah, you get the intonation, you get the...
It's less that I get the intonation and more that I see, when I'm reading a comic, I already see where, like, I read so fast that I've hit the punchline before I can really get the setup to be timed out in my head, and I don't have the patience to reread it over over and over again. So, and by the time you do that, you've already blown the joke because you know where it's going. So, that's my new Deadpool theory. Deadpool, good for movies.
Okay.
Ugh, as a comic.
Who else? What other characters would you say fit that mold also?
That work better in movies than comics, or that are jokey that don't work
better in movies? And I don't mean just done better. Like, I know, like, we were talking about Tony Stark being a little shiftless and then finding direction when the movies came out. You know, I also like, I also like Thor from the movies a bit better than I like Thor from the comics, but I don't necessarily think that the comics one is bad. I just like the Thor in the movies. I don't think Thor works in the comics. I just like this one better.
I think it depends on what I think it really also comes down. I mean, like, Deadpool's a rare example of that, but I think there are certain characters where if you get the right actor, it really works. So somebody like Iron Man, it does work better in the movies because Tony Stark plays better when you have somebody actually exuding charisma as opposed to a drawing that doesn't necessarily – You have to be very talented to get that sort of flair out, and, you know, that wasn't exactly Marvel's strong suit.
And maybe that's what, and that's a bit of what you're getting with Deadpool as well, probably. You know, I think Ryan Reynolds does a very good job. Not that I think he's, some high caliber actor. I think that this is just a tailor-made role for him. Because I think of the opposite. Yes. I think the opposite's too, I remember, so before all the Marvel movies and stuff, when X-Men was like the main, X-Men was like the main superhero franchise that was out there. You remember everybody was clamoring for Gambit. And then. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, but
yeah,
everybody was like clamoring for Gambit. And, then they put him in one of the worst superhero movies of all, and it was terrible. Now, the movie was terrible. The guy that played him did a terrible job, so that does kind of ruin it. But I don't know if they would have done a great job. I don't know if they would have done a great job with him no matter what, because to me, I think Gambit's popularity is way more from the X-Men cartoon than it is from the comics, and you're not going to be able to recreate that. You're talking about, X-Men cartoon, to me, one of the better animated, besides some of the Batman cartoon, the X-Men cartoon. Now, we happen to be right in the prime. Like, I know, you know, you and I are the same age. That was on every day after school. And that was, that animated series was, all, both of those, Batman and X-Men, were awesome.
I got to be honest with you, I started rewatching X-Men on Hulu.
And it's flat.
Does not hold up.
Really?
Yeah.
Was Batman?
Yes. Batman holds up extremely well.
Okay.
X-Men does not.
Okay. Wow, that breaks, that really breaks my heart. That I mean,
yeah.
I'm not misremembering, right? Like when you were younger, no, do you remember it being great. Awesome?
Yes.
And did you love Gambit? I also,
no.
Oh, you were not a Gambit fan from the collection?
I like Gambit. I like Gambit, but I was always more of a Beast person.
Okay. Yeah, and I thought Beast was good in that as well.
Yeah. He was my guy.
Who voiced him? Do you remember?
No. But I will look that up. Gambit's another one of those guys. It comes down to, if you think of Superman, Captain America, Spider-Man, Hulk, Wolverine, you could say more than one or two things about them. Like, you could boil down their essence, but you have to, like, kind of there's more than one thing that you can do with them. If you think of Deadpool, you're thinking joke. If you're thinking of Punisher, you're just thinking violence. That's not a character that's not necessarily like what you build a character on. That's just a thing. That's an action.
Right.
You know, and that's Gambit is just, he's less than that. He's card tricks. That's all you get from him. Ugh. He annoys me. George Buzza.
Oh yeah. No, I have no idea who that is.
No. he did appear as a Chief Jake Mechanic. Where's our heart? Never mind. It's not even worth it for that joke. I was just going to tell you about Honey I Shrunk the Kids, the TV show.
Oh my God.
And I didn't
even know there was a Honey I Shrunk the Kids TV show.
Yo, do you remember the Back to the Future cartoon?
No.
Oh man, that was good.
Do you remember Bobby's World?
Yes, and it's possibly coming back.
Oh man, that'd be awesome for real.
Yeah,
I love. Yeah, I love the mother with that Minnesota accent.
Yeah, it was. I love that show.
What was the other one? What was the Louis Anderson one called? Life with Louis.
Life with Louis. Yeah, that was a weird show.
I liked it, dude.
I didn't say I didn't.
We had good cartoons, man.
We did.
So what was your favorite cartoon growing up?
Same one it is now, Animaniacs.
Oh, yeah. I knew that, too.
Animaniacs is my favorite cartoon of all time. And there will be nothing that ever changes that.
Well, that's fair. And you know what? If you're going to go with a choice, that's a good choice. That is a good choice. That show is still funny today.
Yes.
That is,
yeah, that show,
that cartoon is still entertaining to watch now.
And for the number of characters that it introduced, for the fact that it only has two things that I can think of that I'm just like, ugh, why do I have to watch another Goodfeathers cartoon? Or what are these stupid hippos doing on my TV? Every other bit they had was gold.
You didn't like the Goodfeathers?
I hate the Goodfeathers.
Really?
I would sooner watch a movie starring whoever did Gambit in X-Men Origins Wolverine hanging out with Ben Affleck's Batman directed by Zack Snyder.
Wow. That was Taylor Kitsch, deal with by those. The way.
Yeah, it was.
He is a movie. He's a movie killer.
Yeah.
Yes. He was John Carter, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That movie bombed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand what they thought that movie was going to do, though. Like, I remember seeing the commercial and was like, oh, this is a stupid movie. How did nobody at Disney think, like, oh, we shouldn't make this?
The problem is John Carter isn't a bad concept. It's just the execution I've never watched it.
That's what I'm saying. When I saw the trailer of the movie, I'm like, this looks bad.
yeah. When you had my father and I, who would both be like your core audience for such a thing, went like, nah, pass. You got
it. It did make $67 at the theater or whatever the hell it was. It was a huge flop, though. And his career is basically over now.
Yep. Yep, his career is over. The guy who directed it did a whole bunch of good Pixar movies, and then...
Who is it?
Bye. Andrew Stanton.
Oh, okay.
He was a writer on, like, Toy Story 3 and WALL-E.
Because I was going to say, I thought you meant directed. Because I know a lot of the Pixar movies are directed by John Lasseter, I believe.
He's the head of the studio.
Right, but I think he actually directed quite a few of the Pixars. Not all of them. But I...
some of them.
I didn't know if that's who you... I was like, I don't think he had anything to do
with it. No, John Lasseter did not. No. No, he does a lot of stories. Like, he helped with Toy Story 3. I like John Lasseter.
He was one of those folks when everything blew up that had to cop to some sort of sexual misconduct, too. Apologize to his employees.
Was he?
Yeah, but I don't know what it was. I think it was more like an Aziz Ansari level than a Harvey Weinstein level.
Well, let's certainly hope so.
I'm pretty sure, because it went away pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, on a good
note. Oh, he directed Cars, so he gets whatever he deserves.
Who did?
John Lasseter.
Oh, did he? I liked
yeah, Cars. I just pulled up. Well,
I liked.
Listen, you're allowed to be wrong about one or two things.
And liked Cars 3. Cars 2 was not good.
I've never watched Cars 2.
You should watch Cars 2 so that you appreciate Cars 3.
I don't hate myself that much. I'm close, but I'm not that quite there. I always do. Got anything else for me, buddy?
No. Huh? No, I'm all set. This was nice.
All right. It was nice catching up with you.
This was. I hope that Dave could put a little like romantic music in the end here as we say goodnight to each other. Wish I had a candle I could blow out.
Yeah, that would be nice.
It wouldn't help for a podcast, but it would still be nice.
Nah, but you could just blow into the microphone and be like, "All the candles out now," and that's how radio works, people. Radio drama.
Here it comes.